to ask you something. Are you tired of going down that same old lonesome road? And you want to get rid of your heavy load? Come to Jesus. He's waiting with his arms wide open.
Yeah, the weary shall be. Y'all come on and clap those hands. Oh, my Lord. Lord, you know that I'm your child. And I'm doing the best that I can. While my way gets so hard, you know I just don't. To hold my hand, I can't make it without you, Lord. I need you to hold my hand. Y'all come on and clap those hands. Listen, as I travel from place to place, many times I'm treated so bad. When I sit and think about that,
somebody said,
"Hey,
come
the wheel you want."
Somebody. say this one thing. I'm walking by faith. Just begin to stand on his word. Hey.
Johnson, I really appreciate you letting me sing on your record. It really means a lot to me. And we are Christians and we are gospel singers and we travel and we sing to people that's suffering every day. So we must encourage them and tell them that God will restore what they have lost. Listen here. If you've lost a lot of valuable things and that made give up on your dreams, I wanna let you know the same thing happened to me too. But I got a word right here I wanna share with you. God will
restore
everything you love. Doesn't matter what the cost. Listen, you will get back everything double. That's for you because of your troubles. I wanna let you know that the devil you can't win. Don't fool yourself because he never been your friend.
Restore,
yes,
everything
you love. God will
restore.
It doesn't
matter
what the cost. Listen, he will
work it out.
Watch the Lord.
Watch you work it out.
Sometimes when I'm feeling down, I know the Lord, He's real to me. Hey, yeah. Oh, sometimes when I'm feeling down, no one around, Jesus is a friend.
Yeah. from me. Cause when I was sick, you did not visit me, no. And when I was hungry, you gave me no food to eat. Depart from me. The question is, stand before the throne on that day, yeah. Oh, will he say,
servant,
servant, well done? That's what I want to hear him say,
servant,
servant,
servant, well done.
Because you kept the faith. And you fought a good fight, servant.
Servant, well done.
I want him to come on in and sit right down and rest from your labor.
Servant,
the question is, oh, the question is, what will he say?
Lying from Keep on holding on. Oh, yes, I do. don't you listen to me. You gotta get ready when you got misery. Fall on your bending knees. Call on the Lord and he'll set you free. Free from all evil. Chase the devil when you got worn out shoes. And you got worries too. Call on the Lord and he'll give you good news. That's the thing.
I wanna be. Trouble in mind, bro. what I want you to do for me, Father.
God.
Hallelujah.
Cadillacs, these old feet found a
rock at last. His old feet found the resting place. I'm on the rock at last.
Listen to me.
Satan led me through Tartar Snack. But before me he cast,
yes he did.
By my faith of a mighty power, I'm on the rock at last. Meanwhile, see, I'll sail no more.
No.
I'm up on the rock at last. His old feet got the resting place. I'm on the rock at last. I'm on the rock at last.
That rock.
His old feet found the resting place. I'm on the rock.
Yeah. if you call me in the morning and I fail to answer my phone, I may be getting ready, or I may be already gone, because I just stopped by on my way home. If you call me in the morning and I fail to answer my phone, it could be that I'm getting, and it could be that I'm already gone, because I just stopped by on my way home. Y'all don't mind. Tell them
I just stopped by.
Oh, I
just stopped by.
I just stopped by. I got a few more
just stopped by.
Weary days and days. I gotta move on to my heavenly home. I didn't come here. I didn't come here to say few more rising of the sun, and I'll be gone. Will there be no more suffering, no more pain? Everybody be calling on his name. No more giving a right when I done no wrong. No more crying, no more all alone. I'll be gone on. I didn't come here to say I just stopped by. I just stopped by here. Man is born of a woman. Bible tell me it's just a few days. Why? When my name been called, when this old tabernacle done shut down, I gotta move on to my heavenly home. I won't have to worry about getting up in the morning. I won't have to worry about laying down at night.
this track, remember this track, we're about to take it back.
He'll bring, because he never runs short of anything. Now if you need love that you can't find, now if you need peace, if you need joy divine, tell God about it, and love He will bring, He'll bring, because He never runs short of anything. Can you say it again? My God is able.
something. He is up to something. God is doing something. Say, right now, he is up to something. He is up to something. God is doing something right now. Say, he is healing someone. He is saving someone. God is doing something right now. Say, he is healing someone. He is saving someone. God is doing something right now. He is moving mountains, making a way for someone. God is doing something right now. Say, he is moving mountains, making a way for someone. God is doing something right now. He is moving mountains, making a way for someone. God is doing something right now. He is moving mountains, making a way for someone. God is doing something. All of my hope falls in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come. Breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus. All of my hope is in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus. Do you believe it this morning? He's up to something. Those of you, you've been praying, you've been fasting, he's up to something. He's moving something. Something has to move. Something has to break. Something's got to turn. It ain't going to be this way forever. Let me encourage you this morning. Let me speak against what you've been feeling these past few months. God will turn it around. Say it with me. God, turn it around. Shout it again. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. Yeah. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. So we know. I've seen you move. You move the mountains. Why? Where there was no. Why? And ignite that faith this morning. I'll see you. I'll see you move. You move the mountain. And I believe. I'll see you do it again. You made a way where there was no way. And I believe it, yeah. I believe I see you do. promise still stands. Great is your. Why? Still in your. Why? This is my. You've never failed me. And I never will forget that you never failed me. Not even a possibility. He doesn't have the ability to fail us. We gotta stop putting man's ways on God. He's not gonna fail us like other people have. He's gonna turn it around. He's gonna do it again. He's making ways out of doing. If that's not for nobody else in this room, it's for me. He's gonna turn it around. Do you believe that this morning? He's making ways out of no way. Lift up your hands in this room. Cause all of my hope is in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus. So God, turn it around, God, turn it around, God, turn it around in my favor. God, turn it around. God, heal it again. Remove it again. Oh God, yeah. God, deliver again. God, restore again. God, bring change again. In our time and generation, revive us again. Bring us back again. It's not a begging thing, but it's just a declaration. God, turn it around last time. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. If you believe that, give him a great shout of praise in this room.
Many of you, I told you all of our songs are slow. Now, it's true, you drive out, but this is slow. We have our own way. We don't do a lot of jumping around and carrying. It's fine for people that are able to do it. I'm not able to do that. We're not able. We don't do a lot of running around and try to pull you up out of your seat and pull out stuff there, because I'm not able to do that. But I try to sing songs with meanings and understanding. And even if you don't like what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. I try to make it real plain. And now is Jesus' time. That we want to talk to him in just a little bit now. Oh my God, he's so good. Yes, sir. I want to tell him, Jesus.
Jesus, I just want to tell you.
I want to tell you something, Lord. I don't want to get in no hurry.
I just
want to talk to you a little bit.
Jesus,
I want to tell you.
I
love you. You've been good to me. I love you, Jesus. You've been good to me. You've been so good. Better to me than I've been to myself. I want to tell you again, Jesus. I just want to tell you, Lord. I want to take time and tell you. Because you took time and blessed me. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And I want to tell you, Lord, Jesus, I want to praise you. You worthy? When the flood was on, many of my friends were lost in the flood. Water was all around me. I couldn't even get to the store. I couldn't get out. But one thing about it, he kept me here. And I just want to praise him. I want to praise him. He's worthy. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. One more time. I want to praise the Lord. If I couldn't say a word, I would just wave my hand. He's worthy to be praised. Just look what he done for you. God hasn't just worked for me, but he's been working for you also. The same God that woke me up this morning, he woke you up also. The same God that healed my body, he healed your body also. The same God that made a way for you, he made a way for me, Lord. I just love him. He's been good to me, and that ain't all. Over 1900 years ago,
yeah. seek justice. That's the command we have to follow. Defend the orphan. That's the assignment of the season. That is the call. And it's upon us all to learn to do good. God wants righteousness and justice. He wants us to stand against all evil and oppression. He wants us to fight. What we know is right, we will obey. We're all tired, hoping and praying. We're so tired of waiting on other people to change. We stand together for justice. And we raise our voices. It's what I want you to say. Even if it's just us, still enough of us. We gon' change the world. We gon' change the world. Listen. Seek purpose. We can't waste another minute. Time is not waiting. We have to see the bigger picture. We're part of the crowd. So we shout it aloud. Time for a change. We won't weary, we won't tire. We will not relent. Yes, we live to master higher. Here we are free. This is what we will be. This is our plea. Yeah. We're so tired of hoping and praying. People to change, so we stay. We want justice, and we raise. Even if it's just us, still. Say that again. Even if it's just us, there's still enough of us. We gon' change the world. We gon' change the world. I was singing this right in my car, Commissioner. This can't happen again. This can't be how it is. All we want is a win. This is what we gotta do. It's still. Everybody say, I need to hear your dream, sinner. We gon' change the world. Raise it up. overcome someday. We shall overcome. Hold on, I heard you, prophet. Today.
Go ahead and praise him. We are right at the bottom of the hour. Thanking you so much for catching the wave. That's the sounds of William Murphy. Now, there is somebody today that's listening to this network, and that particular song really touched you, and you needed that song, and you needed those words to encourage you. And some of you are in a situation, in a place, a state of mind that you're frustrated, things just not going your way. You know, you've tried this one and you listened at what someone else told you to do, and you tried that and it still didn't work, and you're just about to give up, you know. But don't give up. Don't give up. Hold on. Keep the faith. Hang in there. You know, the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but he that endures to the end. And you know, you are an endurer. And I want to encourage you today, in spite of the situation or circumstances, you can always call on Jesus. As a matter of fact, let's do that right now. Let's call on Jesus. Come on, join in with me as we touch and agree in prayer. Let's pray right now. Most heavenly, everlasting God, creator of this universe, God, we humbly submit ourselves before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your son, Jesus Christ. And as we come, oh God, we come acknowledging that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. You said no man can come to the Father except he go through the Son. And we reverence Jesus today and thanking you, oh God, for your son, Jesus, that died on the cross and shedded his blood that we all may have a right to everlasting life. But in the third day he got up, rose with all power in his hand. So the same power that he has, he's given us power to get wealth. He's given us power to lay hands on the sick that they may recover. He's given us power to speak out of our mouth life. He's given us power to decree and declare about in the name of Jesus that by Jesus Christ we are healed, even though there are those today that may be going through sickness. It's the blood still works, the blood of Jesus Christ that he shedded on Calvary's cross. So, Lord, we thank you for this day, for the blood. We thank you, God, for grace and mercy. We thank you, God, for those that you have allowed us to be in their presence and those to be in our presence that have been a blessing to us and those we have been a blessing to. God, and because of your love, your kindness, and tender mercy, we embrace you so close, Lord, just embracing you and asking you, God, to protect our children, our families, our home, our community. Lord, touch those that are in high positions around the world, wherever they are. And God, I pray that those right now that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, that they will come in repentance asking, what must I do to be saved? And if there's one today that don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, I believe today, God, that they shall come in repentance from the north, south, east, and west in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm praying right now for that young boy that's on drugs and on alcohol, that young girl on drug, on alcohol, that young girl that is prostituting her body and selling her body to get money. But God, we know there is a better way for them. And I'm praying, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will send forth your angels, send that man and that woman that will be able to speak encouraging words to them that will bring life into their body, their mind, their soul, and their spirit to know that you are alive today. You are still moving in the presence of your people. Lord, anoint those right now, wherever they are, in the hospital, the rest home, those that are lying on the bed of affliction, those that have not been able to move their body because of lack of strength, but we're praying for strength in the name of Jesus. We're praying for healing in the name of Jesus. We're praying for deliverance in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray today that if there's one don't know you as their Lord and Savior, we know that the word that you have shown us in Romans 10:9 that says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is the Son of God and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If there's one today that don't know Jesus, I pray that you will pray along with me and accept him in your life today. I've read that to you, what Romans 10:9 says. And if that's you today and you're ready to surrender to Christ, I want you to repeat after me. Lord, I come to you today as a sinner. I repent of my sins and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. Lord, take me back into your arms. I'm willing to change my life this day. Lord, I thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Brothers and sisters, if that's you today and you surrender to Christ, I want you to not think about your past or what you did yesterday. Jesus said, come as ye are, and if you came today as you were, regardless of what you did yesterday, you're a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. You are a new creature in Christ. So today, the angels are rejoicing, and our brothers and sisters in Christ are rejoicing for you. And I want to advise you to get into a Bible-based church, a church that is teaching the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, line upon line and precept upon precept. And as you begin to get into that Bible study, a Sunday school, a friend of yours you know that's going to church, or someone in your family, begin to read God's word as much as you can, to study, to show thyself approved, rightly dividing God's word. And the more you read, the more you're going to hear from God. The more you hear from God, the stronger you will grow in the Spirit. So we thank God for you coming forth in repentance and giving your life to Jesus Christ today. We are so happy that you changed over and came over to the winning side in Jesus' name. All right, brothers and sisters. All right, let's get back with more gospel music. We thank you so much for catching the wave, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. Our website again, nfiradio.com. Now, back with more great gospel music.
Jesus, forever the same. Jesus, omnipotent reign. Let us proclaim that all is forgiven in Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus, he's forever the same. Jesus, omnipotent reigns. Jesus, let us proclaim that all is forgiven.
Here we go.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for
the things that you have done.
Have done.
Look at him and tell him, yes,
yes,
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on. About your works.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful. Just
praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart. Have polluted
all of our thoughts. Life has got us by the throat. Conditions got us tied in knots.
People in here know that there are people that are in the world, you know, we complain about our circumstance all the time, but there are people in the world who are less fortunate than us, and sometimes they need a helping hand, you know. There are people all over the country that are homeless, you know, and you should help them out, you know. Give them something, you know, but be careful when you give them something, because sometimes them people try to trick you. Like the other day, a man helped me to something. He let me realize, you know, I was pulling up in a gas station, you know, I pull up, I'm about to go in and get my $1.50 worth of gas, you know. Oh, I'm the only one? Stop me if I'm lying. That time be hard. I just need enough to get home. Get that $1.50 worth of gas. I'm getting ready to go in, and this old man, you know, I noticed was walking up to me, so you know how y'all do. And he walked up here, hey, brother, let me talk to you. I said, go on, man, I ain't got it, man. Go on now. Quit playing, go on. He said, man, hold on, man. I ain't come to beg you for no money. I'm going to challenge you for it. I said, how you going to challenge me for my money? He said, look here. I'm going to ask you a question. And if you answer it right, I'm going to give you 3 chances to answer this question.
If you get it right, I'll give you $2. But if you get it wrong, you got to give me $5. So I'm looking at this man saying, you know, I'm an educated brother. It ain't no question that this...